The Chesapeake Bay has been a repository for nitrogen, phosphorus, and sediment loads to the point that many believe it's become endangered. The Bay Barometer, Health and Restoration in the Chesapeake Bay Watershed, is a report from the Chesapeake Bay Program that looks at the ecological markers, things like water grasses, underwater grasses, and fish, to measure the progress in restoration goals. The new report released this week is indicating both some good and bad. Pollution comes in aggregate, and Scott Phillips with the U.S. Geological Survey says the Bay so too does in restoration.
One of the reasons we're seeing less improvements over the past decade is that there's a lag time between when you put a practice on the ground and when you finally see the full benefit in a stream and river and eventually the bay. And for example, some of the nitrogen could take several decades to travel through groundwater, which would delay seeing a full improvement in a stream that receives that groundwater.
There is some progress in the reduction of the pollutants at about a third of the goals set to be met by 2025. Some of the tributaries flowing into the bay are seeing increases in shad. It's a fish sensitive to poor water quality, and that's indicating a move in the right direction. Rich Buttuk says that the Environmental Protection Agency says to keep the restoration of the bay going, we need to be aware of what still needs to be done.
We've got a lot of work to do in our cities and urban, suburban areas to do that. That's clearly that we need less runoff to local streams and rivers. And our water quality standards indicator indicates you're making progress, but years of heavy rainfall are still overshadowing the kind of work that you're doing on there as well.
In the report's release, it says that officials are hoping that the work done in 2012, like the 285 miles of forest buffers planted along waterways and the more than 2,000 acres of wetlands established on agricultural lands, will lead to results in the watershed, results of improvement in the watershed. We have more on that at our website, wvtf.org.